In 2 weeks, Congressman Peter King begins congressional hearings examining the threat of radical Islam in the U.S. He vowed to hold the hearings after the November elections when he was named chair of the House Homeland Security Committee. He argues Muslim Americans aren't doing enough to combat extremism, and he plans to call community leaders and prominent critics of Islam to the stand. But many opponents say the hearings will only scapegoat Muslims, and they've launched a movement against them. WNYC's Arun Venugopal was at the first of several planned protests held outside King's district office on Long Island.
The crowd of about 70 demonstrators stood in a parking lot in the shadow of the Long Island Railroad. The soundtrack was straight out of the 60s. Many of the speakers were clergy and experienced interfaith activists, each of them making calm public appeals for tolerance.
An anti-Muslim fervor has swept the country.
One of them, Father Bill Brasati, had nice things to say about Congressman King, but said he was making a mistake.
The hearings that Peter King is pushing, it's going to be furthering that kind of anti-Muslim feeling here on Long Island and elsewhere. It's not a good thing.
Sister Jean Clark is the Long Island coordinator of Pax Christi, the Peace of Christ, which helped organize the event.
We wanted to ask Congressman King to find a better way. We too are for national security. We're not opposed to that, of course. But we don't think that the whole Muslim community should bear the brunt of and be called terrorists or abort statements like that.
But just a few feet away in the same parking lot, King's supporters had organized an equally large counter-protest.
No Sharia law in America!
Despite the efforts of the local police, some of them tried to disrupt the event.
I'm shocked and I'm embarrassed for you. You call yourselves Americans? What are you afraid of, that he might find something out?
The pray-in, as King's opponents called the protest, was part of a broader effort meant to focus attention on the upcoming hearings. King has said he intends to use this official forum to question leaders of the Muslim community as to what they're doing to expose extremists in their midst. Some critics are comparing King's hearings to Congressman Joseph McCarthy's efforts in the 1950s, meant to weed out communists. But one supporter of King, Leo Ferraro, said McCarthy was vindicated.
If you look at the congressional records, you'll see how often he was right.
And Ferraro believes Congressman King's hearings will be good for the country.
Well, we'll find out if there are a lot of radicals in this country or not. So what are they so afraid of?
Given the close proximity of the dueling rallies, opponents and supporters of King often found themselves in heated arguments. Here's Dr. Sheikh Ubaid of the Muslim Peace Coalition USA, facing off against a man from Queens who wouldn't identify himself.
Are you a Muslim?
Are you a Muslim?
I'm a Christian.
Are you proud of Crusades? Are you proud of
Inquisition? Yes, we should have won. We wouldn't have had Osama bin Laden. Look what's happening in your countries. Look what's happening in the Muslim world.
This is my country.
Yeah, no. Look at what your brethren came from.
This is my country.
One of Congressman King's supporters was Jim Duffy, a member of the Conservative Party of Suffolk County.
We know Peter King. We believe Peter King will do a thorough investigation. Peter King loves this country, and he's not going to do any whitewash or anything along those lines where the truth will not come out to the best of his ability. I've met Peter King. Peter King is a patriot.
Despite the turnout from King's supporters, Sister Jean Clark felt optimistic.
Their voice is very loud, but I believe the people of Long Island have another voice, the voice of love, voice of peace and tolerance and sister and brotherhood. And that voice, if we speak it in peace, in nonviolently, can overcome the other voice.
Along with the pray-in, Muslim groups and their allies promoted a national call-in, urging opponents to call King's office. Opponents of the hearings promised they'll maintain pressure on King in the coming weeks. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.